Greetings, friends in Radio Land. We're so happy to be with you again. The Lord bless you, make your blessing, give you a wonderful day. As we've often said, if you walk in His will, if you abide in Him, His words abide in you, it will be a wonderful day. We trust that we shall add some comfort and blessing to your day. We are praying that the Lord shall make it. So we're taking for our scripture this morning that very wonderful verse that's used so many times in Psalms 50 and the 15th verse. And call upon me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I wonder if you were ever away from home among strangers and you suddenly found yourself without cash because of some unexpected emergency that had taken your reserve. I had that experience when I first attended a southern university far from home. And those about me were all strangers. I got so distressed I couldn't sleep, and I was so frightened. Suddenly I thought, well, I'll write my father. True, I should have been more careful, and I should have had plenty, but he would understand. Oh, what relief when I made that decision. I'll ask my father. He's helped me many times before, and he'll help me now. During the days it took for that letter to reach home and the answer to come back, I had perfect rest and assurance. I had asked for an extra allowance, but I knew it would come. Of course it did. Did you ever ask God for an extra allowance? That's what I want to talk to you about. Many of you, like myself, do not now have an earthly father that we can call upon, but we have a heavenly Father who's limitless in power and rich in supply for our every need. I wonder why we hesitate to call on Him. He knows that we have sudden emergencies that we have to meet, situations that we're not equal to in our own strength. And so He has supplied this extra allowance. He says, call on me in the day of trouble, the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The day of trouble, that's what we're talking about. We've all seen those days. Some sudden trouble swooped down upon us, and our own strength gave way. Resources failed. We looked all around for help, but there was no way out. The out was out. But then we looked up and thought of this extra allowance in the day of trouble. We know what it is to have His help and strength from day to day. We depend upon that and are grateful for it. But this that God is speaking of, is something beyond that. This is the extra for the extraordinary, extra strength when there's extra weakness, extra wisdom when the need is so great, extra supply when there is extra need, extra grace to bear the extra strain, and extra love to deal with the extra unlovely one. We turn to our Heavenly Father, and just like a loving Father, He gives the extra allowance. It's just a sort of special dispensation, as it were, of whatever we need in that particular trouble at that particular time. And you know that His word says that He promises to be with us in trouble. That's Psalms 41:15. I heard someone say recently, God has promised us to be with us in trouble, but He never promised to free us from trouble. Oh, that person did not read this verse very carefully. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. He says He will deliver out of the trouble. Oh, I know we sometimes have troubles that God cannot immediately free us from them because we ourselves are not ready to be delivered, some lesson to be learned. But you get back into fellowship with Jesus and obey God's word, and then you call, and He will deliver. I don't know why someone is always trying to whittle down these promises until there's only just a little old toothpick to lean on, or water them down till they're so weak they're meaningless. Surely God was with Daniel in the lion's den, but He also delivered him out of the den. And God was with the three children in the fiery furnace, but He delivered them out of the fiery furnace. And Paul and Silas found God with them, surely, in prison, but He delivered them out of prison also. Don't you let some old doubter keep pricking you with a lot of little doubts until you have no faith left to ask your Father for this extra allowance. No, I know you won't always be delivered immediately, as I said. I've seen a time when I was in trouble with the Lord, and I was so under condemnation about my failure that I couldn't call that moment. But when I got right and on praying ground and began to call in my trouble, He delivered me, and the extra allowance was mine immediately. This time of trouble is also called in God's word the time of need. If your hearts condemn you not, God's word says we have boldness to come to the throne of mercy and ask for grace to help in the time of need. Oh, if you're not right with God and your heart condemns you, you just don't have boldness to call for help. You know, the world offers such strange help in the time of trouble, such odd remedies. The other day I heard over the radio this dance your troubles away. Well, I'd often heard about smiling your troubles away, but that was a new one. Just keep smiling and smiling, they say. Well, how are you going to smile? There's nothing to smile about. And how are you going to dance your troubles away, especially if you've got afflicted feet like some people? Another one tells you, when in trouble, don't look down. Just keep looking up, keep looking up. But they don't tell you what to look up to. I read this one just today. When in difficulty, look for something pretty every day and don't miss a day or it won't work. Well, now that's a pretty little cream puff to lean on when you're staggering under some great difficulty. Here's another one. When in trouble, do something for somebody every day. That's all there is to it. Just try it. It'll work. Well, I believe in doing something for somebody every day. But, oh, in the time of deep trouble, that isn't going to get you out of that trouble. These are strange anchors for the time of storm. I remember when I was in unbelief and a helpless invalid, someone who had less faith even than I did kept telling me to hold on. Just hold on. But that's the trouble. I didn't have anything to hold on to. Oh, what frail anchors the world offers. What frail things to lean on. But thank God. Oh, I'm so thankful for this. The Christian doesn't have just something to hold on to. The Christian has someone to hold on to. God's word says in Psalms 46:1, a very present help in the time of trouble. The Lord Jesus Christ is always there, always ready to fulfill his promise. I would give you this one, Hebrews 13:5-6. He himself hath said, he will in no wise fail thee, nor will I in any wise forsake thee, so that with good courage we say, the Lord is my helper. Oh, do you have an anchor like that in a time of storm? Do you have someone like that that loves you, that you can hold on to, that can deliver you, absolutely deliver you out of your trouble, as this verse says? I was telling a young man the other day, son, you're going to need the Lord someday. You'd better get on speaking terms with him. Then I told him this story. One day my car got stalled on a lonely road. I was quite desperate when suddenly I remembered that not too far away lived a former friend. I said former because I'd neglected this friend. I admired and loved her and really longed to see her and her family, but I couldn't bring myself to walk up to that door and ask for help in my trouble. When I had neglected her for so long, I just sat in the car trying to get up courage, but I never did go to that house for help. And when you neglect the Lord, neglect reading your Bible, don't take time for prayer, it's pretty hard to call on him in a day of trouble. For as this verse states, you don't have the boldness because you're under condemnation. You're going to need the Lord someday and need him desperately. Better make friends with him now. Better get in touch today. You will someday want to write home for the extra allowance. Ask him right now to forgive your neglect. He will forgive and restore the joy of salvation. To that one listening in that's passing through a day of trouble, which is like a night of despair, this verse is for you, Psalms 9:9. The Lord will be a refuge in the time of trouble. Won't you fly to that refuge? Don't put it off. Don't try to bear it alone. He wants to deliver you in this your day of trouble. Let's pray about it right now. Our Heavenly Father, we come to these for these. We ask you for grace to bear the trouble, but not only for grace, but Lord, we do pray, if the heart of this one is right with thee, if they're really hungering after thee and seeking thy face, oh, be merciful, Lord. We pray also to give us courage and strength for requirements of this day. Bring to our remembrance the admonition today, whatever you do in word and deed, do all to the glory of God. Bless each listener according to their special need, and we will praise thee anew with grateful hearts. I'm going to read a little poem for you that we love very much, and the sweet words of this song for those with aching hearts. When your heart is aching, turn to Jesus. He's the dearest friend that you can know. You will find him standing close beside you, waiting peace and comfort to bestow. There is joy for every blighting sorrow, sweet relief for every bitter pain. Jesus Christ is still the great physician. No one ever sought his help in vain. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. Troubles, go to him today. Do it now without delay. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. He will take your heartaches all away. He'll change that heartache. Remember, he's still on the throne. Prayer changes.